Macmillan Audio presents 20 Trillion Leagues Under the Sea by Adam Roberts. Read for you by Christian Coulson. Chapter 1. The Sinking of the Plongeur. On the 29th of June, 1958, the submarine vessel Plongeur left the French port of Saint-Nazaire under the command of Capitaine de Vaisseau Adam Cloche. The following day, the Plongeur sank to the bottom of the ocean. The submarine had travelled westward beyond the limit formed by the Atlantic continental shelf, and the depth of water at this place is considerably greater than 3,000 metres. This can only mean that the submarine was lost with all hands. It is true, as some have pointed out, that the Plongeur's design parameters, combining a plated steel inner hull and a state-of-the-art atomic propulsion system, enabled it to descend to unusual depths. But deep, in this context, means only a maximum of 1,000 metres or so. At 3,000 metres, the vessel would have been crushed to a mangled twist of metal. Even if the vessel had somehow managed to endure the unspeakable pressures of the profound deep, the sinking craft would, by this stage, have been dropping with such speed that the forward hull would have been cracked and shattered by collision with the rocky seafloor. And what else? Assume, if you choose, that they somehow, miraculously, survived the collision.